Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's class, meeting, podcast. I'm not exactly sure what to call it. It's kind of a combination of all three. This podcast is live, so it's actually done on this platform called Blog Talk Radio, so you can actually call in and talk live on the show if you wish. I know just in the nature of avoidant personality, a lot of times people like to stay on the sidelines, which if that's your comfort zone, that's perfectly fine. So that's why these are also recorded. Once this today's show is done, I will be posting the link on the up on meetups.com, which is where I do this show from, so that you can listen to it whenever you know, listen to it at your leisure. I want to welcome you to today's class. Today's class will be largely an overview. If you're not entirely familiar with what this is avoidant personality, also known as ABPD. I get tongue-tied on that sometimes. Avoidant personality, and I'll be going over just what is avoidant personality a little bit later, but I wanted to go over some housekeeping type things first. If you are listening live, there is a chat room that you can come into and you can ask questions. You can always email me your questions. The email address is restoring@restorationforthemind.com. So you can always email me your questions and I'll answer them live on the air. There's also a blog that I keep. Now, I haven't exactly kept up on writing in the blog, but there is a lot of good information in the past for when I was right in the thick of avoidant personality that will probably ring true to where you're at as well. The blog is Avoidant Personality Life at blogspot.com. There's also a Facebook group or Facebook page that I have. It is facebook.com groups, and it is Avoidant Personality. At least I think that page is still active. Last time I looked, also, I haven't been keeping up. My apologies on doing those. That is something I'm hoping to do going forward, but I do have a full-time job as well, so I don't always get to keep up on all these things as much as I would like to. Now, for the class, I also want to apologize for that. I haven't exactly been as diligent as I would like. I haven't kept up on these, and that's also something I'll be correcting. Right now, these classes will be every other week. I will probably be changing that to every week just because I know there's a lot of people out there that are struggling with avoidant personality and need help. And, you know, that's exactly why I'm here, to provide that help. If you've ever been healed or gone through something difficult and you've come out on the other side and received healing for that thing, it's often God then calls us to help others, or you just have a desire to help other people. And that's exactly where I'm at and why I'm doing this. These podcasts are free. Right now, something I do through meetups.com. I have a group, if you're not familiar with meetups.com, that I run. And by the way, speaking of meetups.com, I'll be at some point doing in-person groups as well. Not something I have set up a lot, but like I said, a full-time job. So unfortunately I don't have just a lot of time and to put things together, but something that is in the works. This week has been especially challenging work-wise, I put in a lot of hours more than I would probably normally do. But next week, things should be going back to normal, and I'll be able to get back into a normal routine of doing these. Right now, I've been doing the classes on Sundays. That's probably going to be changing. I think I'm going to start doing these on Wednesday nights. Stay tuned for the time. I will publish that just as soon as I can, but I don't know exactly what time it's going to be, but likely it is going to be on Wednesday nights. The website, by the way, avoidance.org, and I think you can also get there by going to avoidantpersonality.com. I think those both should take you to the same place. If you run into any problems getting to the website, or if there's any issues with it, because I know there's been problems from time to time, drop me an email, let me know, and I'll get it fixed. I do have some classes, some actual classes that are going to be coming soon. They're still in the process of being put together. Don't know when those will be available. It's just a matter of finding the time to write the classes, because the information is there. I just need to get it in print form and for these classes. I also have a book that I'm in the process of writing, and I'll explain a little bit more here in a little while as to why I can do all these things. Because I don't have any fancy degrees, or I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist, or anything of that nature. I'm simply someone that's gone through avoidant personality and has come out on the other side. So I have received healing from it. So now I am wanting to provide that to other people. Co-host. I've been looking for somebody, excuse me, to co-host the show class for a long time. And I think I may have finally come on to someone. My wife is agreed to join the show. Now, my wife is what I call a normal. And you're probably asking, what in the world is a normal? Because in reality, there's really nobody in this world that is quote unquote normal. We all have our little quirks, our little issues that we're going through. So when you say the word normal, I'm not sure that really fits anyone. But for the purposes of this class, a normal is anybody that does not have avoidant personality. And again, I'll get into what makes up avoidant personality a little bit in a moment here. But my wife is, we've been married for roughly about 15 years. And she is the normal in the relationship. So she will add a tremendous perspective to the show. She'll be a co-host. If you've ever seen the TV show Frasier, Frasier had Roz. Well, she'll be kind of like my Roz, but she'll be handling any calls that come in. She'll be handling any emails, questions that come in, and she'll also just, like I said, be bringing that perspective of a normal to the show, which is a perspective that I don't entirely can identify with, because I'm not that normal in the relationship. So look out for that. I'm hoping that she'll start this Wednesday or perhaps the Wednesday after that. I'm not sure, because she has to get comfortable with the concept, and this is something that is a little outside of her comfort zone. Doing something on the radio, even though this is internet radio, so a little bit different than, say, for instance, KTSY, if you live in the Idaho area, which is a Christian radio station. But I'm very hopeful, and I'm very excited for her coming on the show, because she'll bring a flavor to the show which will entirely change things. And for anyone that is a normal out there that is trying to be in a relationship with someone that has avoidant personality, she'll be able to identify with you and help you, because she has gone through it all. And I will leave that to her to explain more what she went through. It was not an easy process. Guest speakers, also something that I'm hoping to at some point have. I'm not entirely sure at this point who and when, but that is something I'm going to be on the lookout for. So stay tuned. Excuse me. Stay tuned on that one. The class that I do through meetups.com is free. The classes, when I put them together, they will be paid. I don't know what the price for the class is going to be just yet. That's something I'm still praying about, because I don't want anybody to not be able to go through the classes just simply because they can't afford them. But at the same time, the worker is worthy of his keep. Another scripture is simply says that you don't muzzle the ox, which meaning behind that is simply if you're working for the Lord, if you're doing something, you have the right to derive some income and derive a living from it. Excuse me. I seem to have a frog in my throat this morning. Each of these classes is going to be roughly 60 minutes long. It could go a little bit longer than that. I don't really put a concrete stop time on them, just because I want them to be a flow and things end when they end. So I don't really put a concrete time on them. The classes that I mentioned aren't ready yet. I'm hoping they'll be available soon. I don't really know for sure, because it is a lot to do. It is a lot of work. So stay tuned, and I'll be talking about that probably in every class, just so that you are kept in the loop on that, because it is going to be a great class. I'm very excited about that, because as far as I know, there really isn't anything out there as far as classes and help for those that have avoidant personality. Now, just to give you a little bit of information, if you don't know avoidant personality, there's a lot of folks out there that really don't know what avoidant personality is, because it really sounds a little cheesy. Avoidant personality, like, what is that? That sounds like something you just should get over. Just deal with it. And it's not that simple. Avoidant personality, I usually go try to use the more clinical AVPD, although sometimes I don't use that because I tend to get tongue-tied when I do it. But anyway, avoidant personality, it's actually a very complex disorder of the brain. I usually call it condition, though, because I just don't like the word disorder. It sounds like something that's busted, excuse me, that can't be fixed. And that's not the case. Most every professional that you'll find out there, or if you Google the internet, whatever you've done research, you've probably seen people say that, hey, avoidant personality is just no help. There's no hope. It can't be cured. There's nothing can be done about it other than just take some drugs. And I'm not saying that there's not a place for medication. It can be of some help temporarily, but medication is not something that you should depend upon for the long term, at least. The truth is that avoidant personality and all of these related conditions can be cured. They can be healed. So if you have read, seen, heard things that say that it can't, that's simply a lie. Or maybe them saying it because they just don't know any better, because they've never known anybody that's been healed of avoidant personality. Avoidant personality is like a container, is usually like to describe it. If you've gone to the store, gotten a Tupperware container, or I think in these days it's just a container to put food in, it's like that. If you open up the container and inside it, you find a lot of various things. Just like you open up that food container and inside it, you find maybe your peas, your carrots, you know, whatever has made up your dinner that you've stored it in. Avoidant personality, you open up that container and you'd find severe depression, severe social anxiety. Now, I'm not talking about the garden variety of depression or social anxiety and stuff. Everybody seems to have these things. Everybody's had the blues from time to time. Everybody has struggled from time to time with, gee, I don't like how my life is going. I don't like what my future looks like, or maybe I just don't see any future at all. Everybody has had the blues. And that's not what I'm talking about, is just a simple thing of that nature. I'm talking about something severe. I'm talking about severe depression, depression that you can barely even get out of bed in the morning. A feeling of there's just absolutely no hope, almost to the point of even suicide. A lot of people that deal with avoidant personality, they do wind up, unfortunately, committing suicide. And I don't want to put that out there as you will or anything of that nature and talk too negative, but I also want to tell the truth. I also want to tell it like it is. Avoidant personality is something that is extremely complex and it requires effort. Chances are, even going through the classes that I'm putting together, typically, avoidant personality doesn't get healed overnight. It requires work. In the book of James, God tells us that faith without works is dead. Now, that means that you need to put some action, some movement to your faith. So you go to God in prayer, God, take this avoidant personality away from me. But then God says, great, okay, here you go. Here's you a class. This is how God works. God doesn't just wave a magic wand and poof, you're healed. How many of you have seen or perhaps even gone through these things if you're a Christian? Just for an example, if you smoked before you became a Christian, after you became a Christian, chances are you were a Christian that smoked. If you were an alcoholic before you became a Christian, chances are after you became a Christian, you were probably a Christian that was an alcoholic. Same thing with porn, with gambling, with other addictions like this. Now, I'm not saying that God can't do these things, of course. God's God, he can do anything you want. And there are such things as instant miracles, instant healings. But more often than not, this is not the way it works. More often than not, some effort, some work is required to find your healing, to work through it. Even the Bible says that we are working through our salvation daily. Now, when we ask Jesus into our lives, we are saved. But there's also a work involved with that. Salvation is also something that you need to work on daily. That's not now. So those two work together. Yes, salvation is free, but yes, it also requires some work, some effort. Same thing with your healing. Healing is free, but more often than not, there is work that is involved. Or another way to think about it is instant healings often don't keep. Now, if you've just an example, if you've ever watched the show when it was on The Biggest Loser, I don't think it's on anymore. At least I don't believe it is. The Biggest Loser was a show where people lost hundreds and hundreds of pounds over a fairly short period of time. So there was effort put in, but not just a ton of effort. It was, okay, in fact, yes, it was a ton of effort, but it was over a fairly short period of time. So it was a fairly short process to lose the work, or to lose the weight. If you have Googled some of those people or kept up, most of those people wound up putting the weight back on. Some of them even more than they had before they before they lost it on The Biggest Loser. And another example is the lottery. If you've looked at any sort of statistics, you'll see that most people that won the lottery wound up going bankrupt within just a few years. The reason is simple. If anything that is free usually doesn't last. We don't appreciate it as much as if something we've had to, as opposed to something we had to work for. So this is part of the reason, or a big part of the reason, why God wants us to do the work, wants us to put in some effort. If God just waved his magic wand and instantly healed you, now again, not saying that he can't, he does do instant healings, it does happen, but at least when it comes to avoidant personality, you're probably going to need to put in the effort. That's something I'll be talking about more in depth a little bit later, but I just wanted to touch on that relatively quickly because it's one of the things that we hear a lot in our society. We're a society of instant. You know, we put things in the microwave. It takes a couple of seconds to warm things up. Fast food. We want to drive up to that drive-thru window, get our food in a couple of seconds, and get out and eat. So we're a society of instant. We want things right then. And when it comes to the things of God, doesn't really, more often than not, doesn't work that way. God wants us to put in some effort. And like I said, I'll be going through that more in depth a little bit later because there's a lot more to it, but I wanted to just go through that because it is a huge thing in our society of wanting things instantly and wanting things right now. And God says, no, let's go with this a little bit more slowly because there's more benefit to doing the work and putting in the effort. And it'll take better. Now, as far as these classes, there's about three things that these classes are for. If you think you have avoidant personality or suspect that you have it, be another way of saying it. If you're trying to be in a relationship with someone that has avoidant personality, I know this is one of the biggest. I've been working with people that have avoidant personality for about 10 years. And I get emails from people all over the world. Now, that's one of the biggest lies about avoidant personality is Satan likes to try and tell us that we're all alone, that we're weird, that we're the only one that's going through something. The reality is, no. The reality is there's people all over the world that have this avoidant personality condition. It's not just an American problem. People from India, from Pakistan, from the Philippines, from everywhere, you name it, there's somebody that suffers from avoidant personality. Now, I think the vast majority of people are from America, and that's also something else I'll deal with a little bit more in depth later, but that's because of our society. There's something I would consider society-created people that have avoidant personality. And that's also something I'll go over more later. Another group of people that this class is for is people that have been officially diagnosed as avoidant personality. Now, there's also pros and cons with being officially diagnosed. It's great to know who you are. It's great to know what you're dealing with. But there's also some downsides to carrying that stigma and carrying that label. Something else I'll go into more in depth later. What is avoidant personality? I've touched on that at least a little bit. Avoidant personality makes up a lot of things. That's why I usually, when someone asks me what avoidant personality is, that's why I typically say, well, it's like a container. Because you open it up and you get all of those things, the depression, the social anxiety, fear of rejection, fear of people, feeling inferior, self-hatred, where I hate myself, which is can involve cutting, suicide, blah, blah, blah. Being overly sensitive to criticism, that's another huge one. And just about every phobia that you can think of out there, fear of going outside, fear of authority, fear, you know, I just don't want to go down to the store. I don't want to get out and meet people because I'm afraid that, you know, what are they going to think of me? Are they going to like me? Or are they going to reject me? Just a huge list of issues. You can see some of those on the website, avoidance.org. I'm not sure if I have a comprehensive list out there, but I have a fairly good list of the things that make up avoidant personality. I would encourage you to go out there and take a look at it. Normal, I've touched on, at least for the purpose of these classes, a normal is anybody that doesn't have avoidant personality. There's a lot of folks out there that are in a relationship or trying to be in a relationship with someone that has avoidant personality or that they suspect has avoidant personality. And my heart goes out to those people because being in a relationship with an avoidant is not easy. There's a lot of difficulties, and that'll be something that'll also be part of my classes and something that I'll also touch on in one of these classes or one of these podcasts. I will also touch on more on those struggles with trying to be in that relationship. One of the things, the biggest things actually, is commitment that you'll have to make if you are someone that has avoidant personality is commitment. You need to be committed to put in the work, to put in the effort. You need to be committed to not give up. Avoidant personality is not something that you'll probably get over tomorrow. It's probably not something you'll find the healing from tomorrow. Some cases, it might require weeks, months, years, even, to find that healing. Now, I don't say that to put a negative spin on things because I don't want to do that because there's always hope. But I also want to make sure you understand the reality. The reality is it requires some effort. And you're going to need to make that commitment to put in the work to get things done. Now, one of the things I get asked a lot is, why do I do this? And what gives me authority to teach this class and to put on these podcasts? Now, I am a pastor, not something that I really brag on or tell too much about because it's not something that I want to lean on. It's not something I want to use as a crutch or to say, you know, I have all the answers. Now, the reason that I do this, I do the podcast, I'm putting together the classes, I'm writing the book. The reason is because I've been through avoidant personality. I've come out on the other side. I've received healing from it. And now I want to help people. Now, so that is why I do the things that I do. That's why I'm putting on this podcast, why I take the time to help you. I want to see those out there that are struggling find help. I know how difficult it is. I've been there, and I know it's difficult. I know there's just a tremendous amount of struggle. I've been in that place where I've not wanted to get out of bed in the morning. I've been in that place where I was afraid to go into work because I was afraid that people would reject me or not talk to me or not help me. I've been in that place where I didn't want to go out to the store or any other type of social interaction. I've been in that place where I was so afraid of authority that I couldn't even function with my boss. I've been in that place where I've been so incredibly sensitive to criticism that the least little thing would just destroy me. I've been there. So that's why I can now help you. I can now say there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is help. There is healing. You can get there. It's just a matter of, I have people that come to me and say, well, why doesn't God just heal me? Why doesn't God just wave his magic wand and poof, I'm healed? And like I said, that's something I'll talk on a little bit more later. And there's some very good reasons why God doesn't do that. And I'll go over more of that later. But it does require some effort, and there's some very good reasons why God doesn't just heal you right now. Now, I'm not saying that he can't, and I'm not saying he doesn't. There are certainly cases where that will happen, but more often than not, there is going to require some effort. A little bit about me. Now, I can't go into in depth on this because I'm quickly running out of time here, but I was, like so many, probably born with avoidant personality. Most people, I think that's probably the case, but avoidant personality is like it's like other diseases or issues out there. It's something that can be dormant for years and years and years before it comes out. Typically, there is some sort of tragedy that happens that brings it out. One day, you're going through life and you're fairly normal. And then some sort of tragic event, a death in the family, just all kinds of potential tragedies of that nature that can happen. And the next day, you're different. That avoidant personality has come out. That monster that was hiding inside of you somehow just came into full bloom. That is the typical scenario of what bursts the person with avoidant personality. Now, something I want to, a disclaimer that I always give people, is you are not your disorder. Because and sometimes I make this mistake as well, and if I do, please call me out on it, is saying that I am avoidant personality. Now, and that's not the truth. You are not an avoidant personality. You are not an alcoholic. You are not whatever. Fill in the blanks with whatever you're suffering from. You are not an avoidant personality. You are somebody that suffers from avoidant personality. And there's good reasons why I frame it that way. Is because if you call yourself an avoidant personality, then what you've done is you've said, this is who I am. I am an avoidant personality. So what you've done is you've said, this is who I am. This is what I have. I have the depression. I have the social anxiety. I have the feeling of inferiority. I have the sensitivity to criticism. All of these things make up me. So therefore, if I am all of these things, there's no hope of getting healed from it. On the other hand, if you say I am someone that suffers from avoidant personality, or maybe I have avoidant personality, then what you've done is you've separated yourself from the condition. And what that does is all of a sudden, avoidant personality is something that's separate from me, that I simply suffer from. So I can deal with this thing. this is not me. I'm a regular person. I'm a normal person that just suffers from avoidant personality. So now I can get healed from that avoidant personality. I can start working on it. I can develop a game plan to overcome it. Just like if you have had a disease, if you had cancer, you are not cancer. You're just someone that has cancer. So cancer is something that can be healed. It can be worked on. It can be prayed on. It can be dealt with. The same with avoidant personality. You are not an avoidant. You're just someone that has avoidant personality. So now avoidant personality is something that you can deal with, that you can work on, that can be healed. It seems like a minor distinction, but it's really not. It's very important to separate yourself from the thing that you're suffering from. And I'll talk about that a lot more in depth later. I am just about out of time for the day, so I'm going to have to actually start wrapping up the class when I start talking. This is something I'm so passionate about that I tend to talk about a lot and lose track of time. But my time here is somewhat limited, so I'm actually going to have to start wrapping this up. And I always, by the way, Wednesday, I'm going to go ahead and start doing these every week, and I will post this up on meups.com and also on the blog as well. Start doing these Wednesday nights. I think the time will probably be 7 o'clock, possibly 7:30. Stay tuned for those as well. But I will start doing that, and I will post the times up on meetups.com and the blog, and also on Facebook and Twitter, if I have that set up. I'm not sure if I do, but hopefully I have that set up soon. But anyway, stay tuned for those changes, and hopefully the classes should be getting posted up on the website avoidance.org as well. Hopefully those will be up there, so that what you can do, you can simply go to the website, find the issue or the class that you're interested in listening to, and you can just click on it and it opens up and plays. Hopefully that'll be set up here shortly. Need to go ahead and start and wrap up the class for today. And I always like to end with a prayer. And this is something that I highly recommend you incorporate into your lives, to start praying specifically about the avoidant personality. Now, if you're not a Christian, this being a Christian is not a prerequisite for these podcasts or to the classes. But that being said, this is an important aspect of finding healing, so it's not something that I'm going to downplay or be shy about saying. So that being said, let's pray. Father, I need your help. It's hard enough being in a relationship when you're a normal. For us that have avoidant personality, it seems like it's just plain impossible. But I know that with you, all things are possible. Please help me not to fear. I don't want to be in fear of being rejected from those around me. I need you. I speak right now in the name of Jesus to those lying spirits in my life that tell me I have no value. I do have value. You love me and care for me, and people love me and care for me as well. I ask that you would put people in my path that can help me. For people out there that are looking for love, that love would show up. But I have to defeat that fear that would tell me that I cannot go to that appointment, to that meeting, or on that date. Be with me as I go into the week and help me not to fear. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'm not saying you have to pray that exact prayer. Being a Christian is not about formulas, but find something that you can pray, and pray that on a regular basis. And you'll be surprised that things will start getting easier, and you can start overcoming this thing called avoidant personality. So with that, we'll wrap up today's class, and I will see you either this Wednesday or probably more likely the Wednesday after that, and we'll start doing these things weekly. Until then, have a wonderful day, and you are not your disorder. Have a good day. Bye-bye.